This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ready to work at conversation. This is work. This is great fun. The DJV show for all of us. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, you. We're all here to have fun, put you in a good place. There are going to be a few things, I suppose, like the government shutdown. Maybe, maybe not. To be or not to be? That is the question, Jennifer. What say you?
I think that there will be no government shutdown now. If you believe the words coming out of the White House, they seem to be thinking they're going to back off from this one. So maybe not. I don't know. Only time will tell, but it looks like at this point, probably not.
No. Let's have no government shutdown. It doesn't make any difference anyway. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't save any money because all the people that work for the government get paid. So they have a vacation. Maybe things are closed down for a while. The only people that get it in the neck are the people who need or want services from the government, i.e. you and me. But the people who work in government, hey, this is a great time. Let's have right at Christmas time. Let's go. I'm all for it. Let's, right?
I don't know. Sometimes people think that optically it doesn't look very good to shut the government down around Christmas. I'm for it. I think that if you're going to try to get the wall and immigration and all of this done, you do it now. But people like to kick the can down the road. It's sort of disappointing. I think Trump's doing the same thing. But there was some good news. So the story that I'm actually looking at last night is Congress actually doing something, and that is that the Senate approved the criminal justice overhaul that President Trump and Jared Kushner and some Democrats were working on. This was a bipartisan bill, which could be celebrated as a win. And it passed overwhelmingly last night. And it's more than a year. Years worth of negotiations. It's really to create more rehabilitation programs, to ease mandatory minimum sentences for drug-related crimes. It passed 87 to 12, and it brought together some unlikely people, including a group backed by the conservative the Koch brothers, along with the ACLU. Imagine that, those two groups working together. The White House, of course, senators from both sides of the aisle had to support this one, and so this is good news. 87 votes for something. It means that bipartisanship is possible. Now it goes on to the House, where it's expected to pass, and it seems that this is going to be the last bit of legislation that we'll see for the year.
Okay, so why is Jared Kushner involved in the negotiations?
He wrote it.
That's been his sort of pet project.
He helped write it.
Oh.
Prison reform's been one of the things. Basically, prison reform and really loving Israel are the two things that he does. that's basically his two main focuses.
That's it. So who's going to be the next chief of staff? His name was banged around a little bit. Is that something that still is in the offing?
It's Mick Mulvaney. He's been picked as the acting chief of staff for the president.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Kushner's?
I think that was just a rumor. I don't think he was ever seriously being considered.
There were a lot of people that were being flipped around, but I don't even know that Mick Mulvaney is going to be permanent. They're being very careful to call him the acting director, so they're still looking for someone, I'm sure, that'll do it full-time all the way through till 2020. And Mick Mulvaney is now going to go into this test period to see if it works out for him or not. He's had a couple of jobs that he's done concurrently together in the past with his OMB position, and now he's going to be doing chief of staff work. He gets along well with the president. He knows Congress because he's a former congressman, and he's got a legal background. So I think those check the main boxes for Trump.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are there any other boxes to check today when it comes to government? Let's kind of get all of this stuff out of the way. Is the government slowing down? Because today will be the day after Christmas. So from now until Christmas, don't things pretty much go on autopilot? Is that the sense other than the national, the protection, the welfare, all that stuff. But who's doing what? Everybody's left Washington, right?
No, they're coming back, actually. The House had left. The House of Representatives had left. They're coming back today. Paul Ryan's last speech, or his, you know, kind of farewell song, happens today. They have to vote on the funding for the government. So the Congress is definitely back in Washington D.C. today to try to figure out if they're going to do the shutdown or if they're going to try to figure something out.
Oh, maybe it was just wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah, gee, right.
Wish. That could have been. Just wishful.
We'd all like a vacation. Come on.
Mm-hmm. VACATION, blah, 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 blah. Is school out, as of Friday in most places?
Isn't that Friday's the day,
right? Jeff's kids are already out this week. Mm-hmm. But most schools, I think, go out next week or at the end of the week or maybe today.
Uh-huh. All right. So we've taken care of all the things that we have to take care of. We don't have any more obligation. We can talk about things that are Christmas related, or at least somewhat later in terms of the bill of fare. Although there are a couple of interesting things floating around regarding student debt, what students are doing. How many of all of us have student debt, student loans that we're paying off? Raise your hands or say aye. Aye. What about you, Jennifer?
No, uh-uh.
No? You're all right, Victoria?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate I don't have student loans.
Kara?
Yeah, I think we're all anomalies. I actually don't have student loans either.
I'm the only one who's still paying for students to go to school? Wow.
That's a problem. And it's your daughter, too, right? She's been dead a little while.
Yeah. Well, there's still stuff floating around.
Pricey education.
Yes, that's true. So if you have a student with outstanding loan debt, you are in good company because the amount of debt is now $1.465 trillion. Good God.
That's like the national debt of small countries.
Yes.
Of some small countries. That's incredible.
And still, we've heard these stories about borrowers having a hard time paying back their loans, paying back the money. So we concern ourselves, yes or no, with the number of student loans that are guaranteed by the Department of Education. If a recession causes a rise in unemployment, triggers mass defaults, this could be very burdensome for you and I as a taxpayer.
They say it's the most owed thing, I guess. People are, the student loan, unpaid student loans,
more than mortgages,
the country so much. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So what's the way to fix this? We all know about the numbers, the number of people who are going to school. I still think there are a number of people, and large numbers of people, who ought not to be going on to college because there are better things they can do with their time. And frankly, they could enjoy more success when they get out. If you're a student, the pressure, even the political, like Bernie Sanders saying, free education for everybody. Well, what is
that's
that?
Terrible.
It is. It's, well, first of all,
because then everybody goes into education.
We're all paying.
Right. And then everybody goes in even though they don't need to be.
But the other side of that is, Jennifer, what's the difference? Under the circumstances, these loans, if people go broke, the government ends up eating them anyway, even though I think there's some regulation that requires that. This is one of the things like IRS debt. If you go broke, go bankrupt, you still owe these loans. You still have to pay these loans back. Am I right about that? I think I am, in fact. And so there's whether the government does it, whether we do it, we believe strongly in education of some sort. And the other side of it is that the need, quote unquote, the need for post-secondary education is something we really ought to, do you examine those words? The people who need, I know, because I have a couple of college professors in the family, so I know what goes on. They have great opportunity for great students because they work at a great institution. But I think to myself every once in a while that the some of the things that are being done on the college level, even at great colleges, the rehab work that's done, the reset work, the directives to take care of educational needs that haven't been taken care of because the public education system doesn't do its job. And then we can get into this whole can of worms about why it doesn't do its job. But there are a lot of people who are getting out of high school who can't read, can't write, can't communicate, don't understand much of anything. They just have moved them through the system to get them out of the system. And that's not doing anybody any good either. So am I opening a can of worms here that's uncomfortable? Maybe I shouldn't be opening this can of worms.
No, I just don't think that it's all the way necessary. People go to these big fancy schools and they spend a lot of money, and then they spend their whole life paying off the education, and many times does that even come out to work for them? Does that even work out with the career that they choose? Okay, so you want to be a philosophy major and you go to a really great school and then you work at Home Depot the rest of your life. Is that going to pay off your student debt? I don't know. I mean, I don't love free college because I think anything that's free, people don't value.
Don't appreciate it. Yep.
And I think that everybody just goes because they think it's the next step for them. And maybe they don't ever excel because they just think, well, I'll go to college next, even though they could go to a trade school and that's not really promoted. But I do like the California system that I went through. I went through California State University and there is some government subsidization there because it's a public institution, but the kids still has to pay for it. You still have to pay for your books. You still have to pay for some tuition, but it's not enough to throw you into a ton of debt. And there has to be a way to adopt a model that's halfway in the middle where you're not paying Harvard prices. You know, you could actually just pay something that's somewhat affordable for most people or something that can be paid off in 5 or 10 years rather than 40 or 60 years.
Well, Victoria, I don't want to, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you if you wanted to chime in on this.
I didn't say anything. I agree with Jen. My mom, actually, and my uncle, her brother, are both products of a similar system to what Jen is talking about in California. Mm-hmm. And my mom still to this day says that, you know, that's my uncle went into the Air Force. He did 2 years at Santa Monica Community College. And my mom did 1 year before going on and graduating from George Washington University. So, you know, that I totally agree with that. And I think it's that kind of is in keeping with the hand up, not the handout thing. And I think that's great. But I think there's obvious, and I totally agree with the trade school thing as well. I have two young cousins who are only in high school, but they're doing college prep classes and learning a trade at the same time so that it can kind of go either way. And I think that's probably in high school, for a public high school, I think that's probably the best thing that we could push students towards. So you make an informed choice instead of just going to liberal arts for 4 years and, you know, playing beer pong and then trying to figure out your life.
Well, my daughter is an English prof, so is her husband. And one of the things we were talking about, and we were having a conversation about this last night, about what you do with a degree. There are a lot of students who go through good universities who get a humanitarian sort of, they call it the humanity type degree, and then they use it to, we were talking about a girl who became a veterinarian who had a great education because she could, you know, she learned how to write, she learned how to read, she learned how to do all the things that are necessary to be good at whatever the craft is. So that's part of the consideration. The other thing that I think I'll leave you with food for thought, schools like Harvard that have such high tuition rates also have the largest, by far, in terms of the amount of money they have in their slush fund. They've got huge, Harvard has $4 billion in endowment. And why are we giving, you know, let them use that money. What are they using it for? It just sits there, makes more money for the school. So why not have them, they do have scholarships, but more scholarships, maybe different kinds of scholarships. I don't know, but I think that the whole thing needs a lot of examination. So thank you for thinking about it. Here's something else to think about. Just for Christmas, getting a good night's rest. Boy, I hope you slept well last night. I slept like a rock. That's because I had one of my pillows under my neck, and I had one on my side. It was very comfortable, and you can have that same comfort. It's very, very interesting, the MyPillow reality at MyPillow.com. They got still some special deals for Christmas. So give everybody the gift of a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code. Save up to 50% or more on whatever you buy for a wonderful night's rest. At MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, 21 after the hour.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Any of you think this is a downer Christmas song? You do.
I don't love this song. I never did, so maybe
either.
That's because it's just a little too low energy. I like, you know, happier Christmas songs.
Yeah, me too.
I think this is good for just, you know, after Christmas is over, it's nighttime, you've all eaten a bunch.
Yeah,
I think it's nice for sitting around and chilling and talking.
Yeah.
Christmas nappies.
I picture Kara's dad napping to this song.
You can picture all of us napping, because we all do.
So, we have been going through, those of you who've been following along and appreciate the comments, people like to have this as a mix into the conversation, but music is such an important part of our lives. That's why it's an important part of this program, and every hour at this time, we spend 4 or 5 minutes talking about some music news, music personalities, and certainly the Christmas season, music is such an important adjunct to celebrating. And this is a song that's been around for 40 some odd years, late Nat King Cole with a Christmas song, and so I don't need to introduce it any more than that. Number 6 on the list that we started with are the top 100 Christmas music, and so just a little bit more of this. I don't want to put people back to sleep.
And so it's been said.
Although it's been said many times, many ways.
Merry Christmas to you. Also happening musically 25 after the hour on the DJB show, that Route 91 Harvest Festival. Jennifer on the verge of returning to Las Vegas at a different site. We all know about the mass shooting from last year. The future of the festival, which was not held this year, has been much in limbo. Hundreds of the shooting survivors have filed lawsuits alleging negligence by Mandalay Bay and casino MGM resorts. However, the plans are underway to bring it back. It's a 3-day festival. And so the site, I guess, is the question, right?
Right. Is that how to make it a safe spot? How to make sure that it feels safe for people?
Yeah.
And I know it'll be well attended. It won't be something that will just sit there with empty tickets. I know a lot of the people indirectly who were affected by this that live in Southern California, and they show up to lots of concerts, and they have stuff written all over their cars that they're survivors of Route 91, so they are a proud bunch. They'll show up for sure.
So this started in 2014 with Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Blake Shelton, Eric Church, and those people will be back again. Didn't they all do benefit concerts, it seems to me?
A lot of them did,
especially
Jason Aldean.
Yeah. All right, so in the country world, producer Blackbird, the event group presenting an additional, let's see, when you get right down to the Willie Nelson concert celebration, they're adding some people, Chris Stapleton, Emmylou Harris, Eric Church. This is the celebration of Willie Nelson's career and life. Jimmy Buffett going to be there. Willie, Life and Songs of an American Outlaw, a Willie Nelson All-Star Concert Celebration. Bobby Bear is an old country star. He's going to be there. Jamie Johnson, Lucas Nelson, Margot Price, Micah Nelson, Nathaniel Ratliff, Ray Benson, Stevie Earle. This is a concert taking place the 12th of next month at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, honoring Nelson's legacy in music. Of this all-star lineup of musicians, they're going to play his greatest hits, which I guess makes plenty of sense, right? It's all about him. The new artists, let's see here, added on to Alison Krauss, the Abbott Brothers, George Strait, Jack Johnson, John Mellencamp, Kris Kristofferson. Nelson will take the stage during the event, scheduled to see sets from Norah Jones, Little Willies, Lyle Lovett, Leanne Womack, Sheryl Crow. Good God.
I don't think you get more star-studded than this.
No, you got to keep going and going and going. So that's January the 12th, 28 after the hour.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last week, the president says he'd be proud to shut down the government in a dispute over border security. Now the White House says the administration is going to wait to see what the U.S. Senate might be able to pass before it agrees to any deal to avert a partial government shutdown come Friday. The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says of a possible shutdown.
Yeah, we've been down this path before, and I don't believe we'll go down this path again.
The U.S. Senate has passed a landmark criminal justice reform bill, the First Step Act, passed overwhelmingly yesterday. Leaders in the House say they'll likely act on the bill before this week is over. citing low demand, fuel prices are expected to continue to drop as they have for the past 10 weeks, according to a AAA report. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Wednesday, December the 19th, 2018 is upon us, and you're listening to the DJV program. We are upon you. You are upon us. Thank you. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster working our way into your hearts. I use the term working loosely. I don't even like it's sort of like what's the other expression that I don't like? I don't like the word show, because it's not something you can see, unless we put, there's some people who are after me to put a camera in my studio so we can do Facebook Live. I'm not sure that, but we've been talking about this for years, and Jennifer's probably going to chuckle, I haven't done anything because I don't want to get dressed.
Yeah,
but
true.
That may be shave, shower, get dressed. No. So anyway, there are a lot of things that are happening conversationally. Victoria, will you bring us up to date on something else that people are talking about that makes it into the trending box?
Yep, everybody's talking about the death of Penny Marshall, and a lot of celebrity tributes are coming out. Penny was a screen actress. She was also a director, very accomplished, actually, and she was 75 years old. She passed away yesterday from complications from her diabetes that she... Well, it was complications from her diabetes that is what the final cause of death is. She had previously been diagnosed with brain and lung cancer in 2009, and then she went into remission in 2012. And so she was originally from the Bronx. She became very well known on Laverne and Shirley. She was the she put a cursive L on her sweater and transformed herself into a Hollywood success. She is the younger sister of director Gary Marshall. He passed away in 2015, I think. And so she's survived now by her older sister, Ronnie, her daughter, Tracy Reiner, and her three grandchildren. And in a lot of stuff about her career has popped out, and some things that I didn't realize, she was the first woman in Hollywood history to direct a movie that grossed more than $100 million at the box office. And
she's that a very good director.
That movie was big with Tom Hanks in 1988. Yep. Two years later, her she directed a drama called Awakenings, which I think Robert De Niro was in that. That earned a Best Picture nomination. And then in 1992, she topped herself again with another $100 million movie when she directed A League of Their Own. Yep. So she had an incredibly successful career throughout, and kind of was able to do a lot of different things, movies, sitcoms, and directing, and she kind of got to pick her own projects, which, you know, if you think about it, back then, she was a real trailblazer in Hollywood as a woman, because there were just very few women directors, and at that level especially.
Never was seen without a cigarette in her hand or her mouth, and that is one of those things, is it catches up to you, and she admitted that she wished she had never smoked as much as she did. That was one of the things. Tracy Reiner is her daughter with Rob Reiner, who is the granddaughter of Carl Reiner. All in the family, as it were. So, but she was very Laverne. I wish there's nothing better than the theme from Laverne and Shirley. In terms of television themes, don't you love that? Where is that, Carrie? You got that theme?
It's a great show.
We'll take it. Ah. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way.
The beer working. It was so much fun. And the two of them together. What was the Cindy? What was the.
Williams.
Williams, that was it, yeah. Right. I think they maintained a friendship during all their lives, weren't they? Just they were pretty good friends on and off the air, if I remember correctly. I think I remember that. But yeah, very prolific. And, you know, at 75, way too young to die, but that's, I keep harping, whenever smoking is involved, it always gets me going because I'm so close to it myself. The fact that people do these horrible things to themselves in the name of being addicted to tobacco. Don't start. That's basically the bottom line. Just as an aside before we get to another celebration, as long as we're talking about smoking, there's a study out this week in the National Institute of Drug Abuse saying more than 20% of high school students are using e-cigarettes and have used them in the last month. Is that disgusting?
That's terrible.
It's disgusting.
Kids don't think they just don't think it's as dangerous as smoking a regular cigarette.
And it is. It's more dangerous.
There's so many studies already saying it's just
an epidemic.
It's way worse.
You know, and the government.
Well, the kids can get away with it because you don't smell anything, so they don't get caught. Right. Nobody gets in trouble.
Caught at home.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Exactly. So look at the life of Penny Marshall, cut short actually by smoking. Maybe that's a lesson for you. But anybody who, if parents allow their children to smoke, who would do that? But some would. That's about as ignorant as you can get. Unless you don't care about the future of your children. And those of you who may be listening in a car or something on the way to school right now, you may think it's cool, but there's nothing cool about it, unless you just don't care about your life and your future. That's, you know, help yourself if you don't. Today, let's celebrate Holly Day. Holly. You know, holly, ivy, the evergreen that's been associated with Christmas, like mistletoe. It's in wreaths, boughs, trimmings around the house. Businesses all over the place. Before it was connected to Christmas, holly had a lot of other associations, been used as a winter decoration for a long time, since ancient times, in fact. Holly was identified with the winter solstice and festivals that began before Christmas around this time of year because it is the change of seasons, the lengthening of days. This is something that's so exciting as an aside, right? It's the weekend. And as we know, from the middle of July till this time, days get shorter in terms of how much light there is. And in the next couple of days, there will be more darkness than there will be light in the Northern Hemisphere. And for some reason or other, in Norse mythology, these festivals associated with Thor and the holly that was grown around the home to prevent lightning strikes, according to the old, again, mythology, used in the Roman festival of Saturnalia, dedicated to the planet Saturn, god of agriculture, creation, time. Festival celebrated the darkest time of the year, but also the movement to sunshine, lollipops and roses, and springtime. So, and then, as usual, when the Christians came in, they all stole it for themselves. They embraced the use of this, such as decorating all over Europe, United Kingdom, Germany. Holly came to have a Christian meaning. The leaves, you know, the edge. Have you ever touched the end of a holly leaf? It's very prickly, very sharp. And these leaves came to represent the crown of thorns that Jesus wore while he was crucified. And the berries represented the drops of blood that the thorns caused. I don't know whether there's any truth. I never asked that question when I was wandering through the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Whether actually, has anybody got any other than what you heard in church? Because, you know, people think...
what's the question?
Some think that Jesus was a mythical character, which he wasn't.
Oh.
But the crown of thorns that he wore was maybe holly, because it was the sharp leaves and because the berries. But he did. I don't think it was that. It was something else, the crown that he wore. Right? I don't think
I
don't think it was green either, no. No. But at any rate, it still represents it, so... Something to think about if that's part of your tradition. I have a lot of traditional things. I was thinking as we were talking yesterday about ways to have us all engaged. I remember a contest that I had one year talking about Christmas. What I did was challenge the audience. I don't know whether we do that or not. Think about it, ladies. I challenged the audience to talk about Christmas for 60 seconds, any aspect of it. Past or present, and the person who talked for 60 seconds without repeating him or herself, without pausing or stammering, got a Christmas present from me. What do you think? Yes?
I think I could take that challenge. I could do
really?
It.
Really? Oh. Maybe we should do that. All right, we won't do it here because...
60 seconds isn't terribly a long time. I mean, that's not a huge time to talk. So.
No, it's not, really. But for people who aren't professionals at it like we are... It might be, we were last night, well, no, was it yesterday when we were talking about, because we're going to do a special Christmas program, and Victoria and Carol were talking about, you know, whether they have enough to talk about, stories and stuff. And I was sitting there thinking, I don't want to hog the program. So I could tell stories about most anything on and on and on. And you could, too, if you think about it. Think about it. All of anybody listening to this program, think about all the stories in your life, all the exciting things, all the memories that you have. You could talk for hours about your life. You could, and things that have happened in your life. So maybe we'll do that with the phone thing over the next couple of days. We'll see. Let's do the television report, Jennifer. I noticed that the Tonight Show is going to Puerto Rico for a special hurricane relief episode. And this is going to be on January 15th, apparently. There have been other shows from... Well, no, I guess not. Were there other shows? Wasn't there one other show, it seems to me, Victoria, from Puerto Rico?
I know Conan went to Cuba.
Yes, he did, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think any other show has gone.
So is Lin-Manuel
level, you know,
Miranda going down with them? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They're doing Hamilton...
Yep, he's reviving Hamilton for a run in Puerto Rico, and he's going to step back into the role of Hamilton, which is a role, you know, the role he originated, but then
mastered.
He passed it on to someone else. So he's going to he's going to play Hamilton again, and they're going to be raising money for his foundation, which is building, you know, rebuilding in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria.
Well, they still have a lot of trouble, a lot of problems down there.
They do.
They haven't been addressed. Yep. So the Puerto Rican Hamilton is running... from January 8th to the 27th down there, and the proceeds will benefit his Miranda's nonprofit, as you suggested, to strengthen arts and education and fix a lot of the problems they're having in schools down there. So good, that'll be kind of a cool thing. Is it me anybody who's one, sometimes on Friday night when I have to get up the next morning, I stay up and watch just a little excerpts of these late night shows. They all make me nuts, except for Conan. Jimmy Fallon just continues to be a big phony, as far as I can. His laugh is so phony. He gets just something about.
You know, him. I used to enjoy the little bits that he did with different celebrities, and that's really the only time I'll tune in is to watch those like 3-minute clips on YouTube if it's an actor that I like. But more and more, I'm noticing the comments are all like, "No one has a more fake laugh than Jimmy." Like, people are, I think, starting to kind of turn against him. I don't think he's a bad guy, but people
aren't
enjoying
him guy.
Anymore.
Yeah, he's just not.
Well, I don't even
role.
Think he's a story anymore. He just doesn't seem to even make the headlines. And it's always Kimmel, or Colbert, and that's because they take on the president and more too. Yeah. I think there's a lot to do with politics in this because I don't know that Fallon takes on Trump as much as the rest of them do.
No, but he does have a fake laugh.
I think it's not a backlash per se, but I think the tide maybe started to turn when people started realizing that, hey, he gets really good guests and he is the worst interviewer in the history of television.
Yeah.
And he just fanboys, and I think people are so sick of that.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of where it started. And then some of his little sketches that he does with celebrities were very cute and original in the beginning, but now he keeps doing the same things over and over, so it's just a little boring.
Yeah. By the way, this is a sort of an aside, not focused on television, but on radio. I thought it was very interesting. I noticed that the streaming of news talk radio stations and programs increased 36% on the day the Kavanaugh hearing focused on his behavior as a youngster, his predilection for beer, that sort of stuff. For whatever the reason, people listening as like on Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio, and they listen to the Kavanaugh thing when this program wasn't on, right, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
It's our program,
or they listen to it here. Yeah, give them all.
I noticed also on The Voice last night that Kelly Clarkson's candidate—is that the right word? Contestant
won.
Yeah, and a lot of people aren't happy. Did anybody watch that?
I haven't seen The Voice this season, but my parents have been glued, so I'll have to get the commentary from Fancy Nancy today.
Yeah.
I think she thought that I think there was somebody on Blake's team that I think she was favoriting, but I'm not sure.
There was a Kirk who was a country singer that people really seemed to like. I really liked a girl named Mackenzie. She had the most amazing voice. The person who won is like a 13-year-old girl or something named Shemmel Shepherd. I was not that impressed with her, but what
I have a feeling people like Kelly Clarkson and they want to vote for her.
They're voting for her. they voted for her last year.
I follow her and Blake on social media, and the one thing that I noticed about her, Blake doesn't do much on Instagram, but she sits there and, please, guys, please, beg, vote for my girl. You know, she's always, like, begging for votes.
Yeah.
So maybe people just like her and vote for her.
That could be. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Well, I think we'll start with a holiday movie. Why not? White Christmas is on tonight. That's on AMC tonight. And will actually run most of the day, so you can catch it multiple times as you do on AMC. This is Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye get together, and they're World War II vets turned stage producers. They help their old commanding officer when his inn is in danger of failing due to the lack of snow. Huh. So White Christmas is tonight on AMC. Bravo has a new Watch What Happens Live. This is at 11 o'clock, and Real Housewife fans, you can be very happy because Andy Cohen is back with some of the original Housewives. Live PD all day today on A&E. American Pickers is new tonight on History on the Networks. You've got Survivor, the David vs. Goliath season finale. That's on CBS starting at 8 o'clock. And Olaf's Frozen Adventure on ABC at 8. That's a fun one.
All right, 10 before the hour here on the DJB Show.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The hour is Tech Talk time now on the DJB program. Let's reach out to Victoria Keelan, who studies this, done some homework on an engineer, starting off, who built a glitter bomb and got some revenge, it would appear.
This story has gone viral now. So what happens is, it seems like the biggest headline for this holiday season is package thievery. And so people leaving, you know, Amazon, USPS, FedEx, they're leaving packages on people's doorsteps for deliveries, and then there are people trolling neighborhoods waiting for those packages to be dropped off, and then they go and steal them right off your front porch. And so lots of stories this whole week leading up to Christmas, that's what you're probably going to see more of. So this one guy, his name's Mark Rober, he used to work for NASA in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He's 38 years old, and so he produces YouTube videos and does, like, cool little inventions and stuff. And so he posted a video on Monday morning detailing how he spent 6 months making a special package that is a glitter bomb after someone stole his mail right off his front porch in the spring. Now, nearly one-third of Americans have already said this season that they've had a package stolen from outside their house. So the police told Mark Rober that they didn't have time to deal with this. And I'm sure a lot of small-town police departments don't have the resources to be trying to, you know, to track down porch thieves. So what he did, he designed a decoy package. It looks like an Apple HomePod speaker in a box, but it's actually got four concealed smartphones in it that record a thief's reaction from every angle, and the phones they get activated as soon as the package is moved. So if someone tries to steal this package, which someone did, he put it on his front porch, and he recorded a guy stealing the package. He had a GPS built into it, and so he saw that the guy took it to a nearby parking garage. the guy opened it up, and this glitter exploded all over this guy's car. And then he even rigged it with what he calls fart spray, and he said it's such a potent spray that it could clear a room. And so on the video, you see the thief reacting to this very, very fine glitter that spread all over his car and the fart spray. So he basically, the guy left the box there with all the cell phones in it, and he took off. But now he is on video, so Mark Rober may actually end up finding who did this. And he said the moral of the story is don't take other people's stuff, because you never know. It could be a glitter bomb.
And it'll be even naughty. Rather nice, you get coal in your stocking.
Mm-hmm.
Puma relaunching a pair of shoes from 1986. Let's find out how they technologically work.
The Geek Out. Back in 86, Puma was way ahead of the tech curve and released a pair of running shoes with a chip that could collect data on distance, time, and calculate calories. Now, they were kind of ugly because the chip back then was so big, it created this weird lump hanging off the back of the shoe, and they didn't sell very well. Well, the odd shoe is back in limited supply, and this time the tech is updated to include a modern set of sensors, LEDs, and of course, Bluetooth, so you can download the data onto an app on your phone. Now, considering we're covered in fitness devices, like Apple Watches and Fitbits, Puma's choice to produce these is a bit odd. But if you want to see them for yourself, the Puma RS Computer running shoes are online, and we've got links to them on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Apple has enlisted the Peanuts Gang. What are they doing?
Well, Apple is launching a brand new streaming service, and that's going to happen at some point in the first 6 months of 2019. And it's basically, they want it to rival Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. And so they have a new partnership with the company that owns the Peanuts Gang. And they're going to be bringing episodes that will feature astronaut Snoopy. And they're meant to get kids interested in science and technology. And this is part of Apple's original programming that they're working on for the new streaming service. But I think it's kind of cool to get kids into space and science and technology. And it's a great way to do it on Apple streaming.
All right. New York Attorney General's office reaching a $174 million consumer fraud settlement with the parent company of internet provider Spectrum. So what does that mean for, where does that money go? To the people that were signed up to use Spectrum?
Yeah, it's $62 million will be refunded to 700,000 Spectrum customers who basically had internet speeds that were up to 80% lower than what they thought they were paying for. That is just absolute fraud. So unfortunately, though, they'll each only get between $75 and $150 refunded.
Big deal. Welcome to the premiere of net neutrality. It's forced net neutrality. All right, that's the story. Thank you, Victoria. 59 after on the DJV show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.